Welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, March the 30th, 2019. It is Season 13, Episode 12. I'm Scott.
I'm RJ.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Matt.
Welcome, everybody. A full house in here tonight. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228, 334-272-9228. Go to ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at In-Game Chat. Facebook, same place. You can email us, everyone at ingamechat.net. We're streaming right now on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv on your browser. Type in In-Game Chat when you get there in the search bar, and you'll find us. You may have to scroll a little bit, by the way, but you'll find us. Typing in In-Game Chat apparently now brings up a lot of results before it brings up us. But you know what? Just go to our website and then click on the link there. It's just going to be a lot easier for you. The
easiest way.
It is. You can join in the chat room live while we broadcast as well. Let's do the clapboard thing and let you know what is the date, what the name of the show is, the episode, you know, all this stuff. So, yeah, we're on episode 555.
555?
555. Hey, 100 more and then we'll be...
655?
No.
111.
111
more.
We got to dress up for that, do we?
For 666?
Yeah.
I mean, no. We might run, you know what, we should. I don't know. It takes a lot to get to 100 episodes. It takes about 2 years to get to 100 episodes.
I still want to see the calendar date that falls on.
But yeah, I can't tell you what date that'll fall on because I don't know when I'm going to be sick, when I'm going to...
Be out for PAX holidays.
You know, when we're not going to be able to do one. When, you know, I can't tell you in advance when that episode's going to be. If we're all still doing the same thing in 2 years, we should do another D&D episode on that date. Devil themed or something. I don't know. Not saying in 2 years we're going to do another D&D episode since the last one we did.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, do something special for it. You only hit the sign of the beast once. Anyway, welcome to the show, everyone. So glad you could make it. What was I going to say? You know, I'm talking about all these things where you can find us, and I never mention our Discord until the end of the show, and I have no time to talk about it. So we have a Discord, and it's locked down real tight.
Mm-hmm. I had to make a new Discord account because... I set up the two-step verification on my old account, and then I got a new phone, and it would not accept my two steps.
Yep. Ooh.
So I was, like, trying frantically, like, well, to unlock it, and the only thing it said basically, create a new account.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then I'm like, oh, now I'm locked out of Discord. I mean, out of the Discord channel because it's locked down, so I get invited back in.
I keep hearing a lot about Discord here and there all over the place, and I should set up an account myself for those. I don't think I've ever done that before.
I have hit and miss with it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do it, though, you have to, like, if I'm going to tell somebody who I am on Discord, isn't it like it comes with a hashtag number thing? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so why can't I see, like, man?
this newfangled technology.
I don't know how Discord works. It's kind of difficult.
Well, hey, drunk degenerates.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey,
those settings. All right. My name is Scott, S-C-O-T-T-I-G-C, hashtag 8222. Scott, I-G-C, hashtag 8222. If you hit me up on Discord, I can send you an invite into our Discord. Not that you would really want to go in there because all we're seeming to be talking about is Destiny.
Kevin and I are trying to use it, but we've had some issues with it where, like, halfway through, I just won't be able to hear them at all.
I've never had a problem.
Really?
I've never had a problem talking to you on Discord. I don't talk to Kevin much, but I've never had a problem when I have talked to him, at least that I remember.
Hmm.
And who? I mean, anytime me and Random are on, I have no problems there with him either.
Yeah.
So Discord's been great to me.
Okay.
I'm currently a member. Settings. Yeah, I'm a member of ours. I'm a member of the Burnout groups, whatever, the Burnout Discord.
Ooh.
Colony of Gamers.
Next month.
Pinball. And a Destiny 2 LFG, two of those. Also, why am I suddenly forgetting what the name of that game is? Drop Mix.
Yeah.
Drop Mix Discord. And Cyan. Cyan.
Another thing Cyan I wouldn't mind talking about today, later on.
Well, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it a lot next week.
Because you.
Because that's when Randall will be
when
on
I'm
this.
Not here.
I'm sorry.
It's just how it is sometimes. You know, you get Mark Hamill on
at
when
least
I'm
it's
not here.
Right. I was going to say, at least it's not Mark Hamill, but yeah. Never.
Oh,
never
I'm still
forget.
Not bitter about that. next month. Actually, what, next month? What, 2 days?
Next month is Monday, yes.
Yes. So, in a couple weeks, have you already pre-ordered Dangerous Driving?
I have not pre-ordered Dangerous Driving. I don't know where I want to play it.
Because I see that if you pre-order it, you get a special one-time chance to get a special station wagon.
I have not looked into this.
The Epic Store says only available to pre-order.
Is it only available on the Epic Store?
I was going through their website.
The pre-order.
Pre-order. I don't know if it's just through their store or through the Epic browser, launcher. But they had a hey, here's a unique vehicle to So
yeah, I don't know where I'm gonna and that brings up another question, and it's also one I'm going to discuss with Rand next week when he's on, because. I mean, to jump right into it, since we're just going to go with the flow on what we do here.
You play Destiny. Yeah, we know.
Right, I play Destiny. No, the Cyan launched a Kickstarter for their next game called Firmament.
Yes.
I will go into that a little bit later, but what I want to get into is that I started looking up forums, seeing where people were talking about this, just to see what the flow of conversation was about what people are saying. I mean, when you hang out in the Cyan Discord, it is, it's you're in a bubble. So you're not hearing opinions, or at least differing opinions, put it that way.
Right.
So, and none of them are blind to it, but when you're just in there, you're surrounded
among,
by that.
You're among fans.
Yeah. So, which, by the way, it's a lot different when you go into the Burnout Discord and then go to the Three Fields Entertainment room of the Burnout Discord. They have a lot of opinions on Three Fields Entertainment. Yes.
Not all positive?
Not a lot, especially in their lead-up to Dangerous Driving. Everything that they had done since, people were crapping on, and then Dangerous Driving comes along, and they're still not necessarily praising it, but they are turning a corner, it seems, to be like, oh, this, okay, all right, there's some things that should be fixed, but, understandably, that's a very small studio, you can't do it. Anyway, The crux of what I'm seeing and what seems to be talked about is that there's a section in the Kickstarter FAQ where they said, where can we, where will this game be available? And they say, well, it's PC only. We're not issuing it on consoles. That could easily change. But they said, for now, PC only. For now, Windows PC only, too. That's kind of upset some Mac folks, but I totally get that. However, the other thing is that they say it'll be available on PC, and nobody can get a question of if that means Epic or Steam or what the situation is. And then the answer that they get is that we have no announcement on storefronts that will carry the game yet. As soon as we do, we will let you know. So
all right.
They seem to be keeping that door open for the possibility of a money hat from Epic or something to get them on the store, which I don't blame them for if that's the case. But it still brings up the issue, and this is what I go back to with Dangerous Driving. A lot of people upset, mad, that they got their exclusivity from the Epic Store. Dangerous Driving is only going to be on the Epic Store for like the first year, It won't be available on Steam, just the Epic Store for PC. And then people looking at this Firmament thing are like, you know what? I'm not willing to give them any money if they won't tell us what store it's going to be on. And I don't understand. I still can't figure it out.
I don't care which platform it's on. If it's a game I want to play, I'm to the point where I'll find a way to play it.
Yeah. I still cannot figure it out.
You know?
I can't.
If I have to get Bob's, you know, launcher from, you know, wherever, then all right. Hey, Bob, here's some money. Thanks for letting me play in this game.
And oddly enough, I can't make the comparison of how consoles have exclusives because of the developers and what system they develop on, who owns them. There's a lot of stuff there. On PC, though, it's pretty much up for grabs. If a game is available for PC,
it's available.
It's a PC. You don't need, the PC 360 in order to play your game. You know, you just need a PC that's able to run it, that sort of thing.
A Windows PC.
There's a Windows and Mac difference,
yes,
I get.
And
I totally understand.
The two Linux people are crying somewhere.
But Mac users understand what they got themselves into when they got a Mac.
Yeah.
And so
I could play Zork.
But if you look at science history, though, they started on Mac.
Yes.
And so...
Well, I mean, so did Bungie.
Yeah, they're perfectly fine. And I honestly see this next game as being a port to that. Okay, Nate. Nate's. I wish Nate was here. He is in the chat room and going to have a discussion with us. He says, "I am a snob. I am not using Epic Store. They have nothing I need." That is, of course, yet. But if I don't have to, I am not. Why?
Yeah.
Because they have nothing you need. Sure, but you said yet, which means when they do, you'll use it. Why not now, though?
I want to play Dangerous Driving.
The other part I don't understand is like I. This hasn't happened, or if it has, please correct me if I'm wrong. Has there ever been any game that has been exclusive to Steam? Half-Life is, right? Yeah. Wasn't it?
On the PC.
On the PC, right? You can't buy...
Although, Half-Life was on, because it was on the console.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I can't make that comparison either. Because if Epic made Dangerous Driving, I would understand the exclusivity of it being on Epic Store.
Yes.
Valve made...
Half-Life.
All of those, Valve made all the Valve games, and so they're only available on Steam. Never mind. Can't make that argument. I understand that.
Yeah.
But, okay, so outside of the...
They don't have their own launcher.
Yeah.
They're just making it and then giving it to other people.
Outside of that, though, outside of the Valve titles, has there ever been a game that has been exclusive to Steam? And if there has, show me when that was, tell me what that game was, and let me see the backlash of that.
For a while, wasn't like a...
For a while, everything Witcher? Was exclusive to Steam.
But when Witcher, you know, was that just on the GOG Galaxy?
Witcher 3 was for a little bit, was just on GOG.
Because that's how I got it, because it wasn't available on Steam.
But again, GOG is owned by CD Projekt Red.
Yeah.
Good Old Games is owned by that. I mean, that's who owns it. So I can't fault them for that because they're the developers as well.
And EA has their own.
EA has their own, so I can't fault them putting EA games on the Origin Store, not anybody else's. This goes for Ubisoft as well.
I'm trying to think of someone that doesn't have their own, you know, like a smaller development team, and I can't think of anything.
Right, I can't come up with anything. Has there been? Maybe there hasn't, and that's fine. I just wonder that if there was, would people still be outraged over it as much as they are over this?
And in the chat room says, you know, for a long time they were the only, for a long time they did have the exclusivity because they're the only ones really doing digital media.
When you're the only ones, then by nature. There's you can't complain about that because they're the only one. What are you complaining about? That it's not. Now there was the question of you can only buy it from the Steam store because it's a digital download. Yeah. Like, it's not going to be sold in stores. You can
like
only buy it
copy.
From us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then the debate became, I want my physical media, not my digital media, that sort of thing. But, no, I understand people are outplayed when Uplay games would fire up Uplay, even though it was bought through Steam.
I didn't mind that because, you know, I'm still playing the game.
I mean, I get that, BIOS 1. I understand that. He's in the chat room right now. I understand that. But you weren't firing up... anything like Half-Life 2 or Killing Floor or Civilization 6 or something like that, and it was popping open Uplay, you were firing up Ubisoft games that you bought on Steam that were opening up the Uplay app. That's, again, that's baked into the game itself because publisher and developer are one and the same. So that's I'm trying to find something.
I'm just on the outside looking in, but I can't think of it as anything other than the Epic Store. People just don't like the functionality of that store compared to Steam and all the other platforms out there.
Or maybe they're just so used to all the other stuff.
And they're being forced to use this, from what I'm gathering, incomplete, buggy mess.
And again,
the story is to play these exclusive titles. And that's what people are not liking about it.
I haven't done my research, so I can't say. Does the Epic API, does that eat up more resources on a PC than the Steam
app does? I haven't noticed anything.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it does. Maybe there's a preference there. But in the complaints of everybody saying, I really hate that this is only going to be on Epic Store, nobody's listing that as an excuse. Mm. But nobody's given me a good excuse as to what the reasoning is. The forums that were talking about this with Firmament, I chimed in, and not in any kind of disrespectful way. I just said, I'm seeing a lot of talk about store exclusivity here, or you know, where the storefront's going to be. Mm-hmm. Why is that a point of contention for people? I'm trying to, and I also exclaimed that I have not done a lot of research on the subject. So if there's something I have missed in the news feeds or in any kind of headlines where it says, you know, Epic is horrible and here's the reasons why you shouldn't use it, and I miss that article completely, then I would love to be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if for some reason they're a horrible company that donates to PETA, then I'm all for not using them. But you got to get me with something like that before I can find a reason not to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will side with Nate and not say that I'm a snob, but I don't really use the Epic Store with the exception of grabbing the free titles. You know, I didn't even check the Epic Store. Well, no. I bought something from Steam today. I did not check the Epic, or not today, it was yesterday. I bought Borderlands, a bunch of Borderlands stuff, because it was on sale, and the bundle that they had already included a bunch of stuff that I already owned, but it cost like $11 for me to finish up what I needed. And it was a good amount of things.
I think I have all Borderlands. Is that sale still going on, or is it?
Yeah, it's still going on.
I'll have to look into that.
It is still going on. That Risk of Rain deal is over with, by the way. Hope you got in on that. Risk of Rain 2. Buy one, get one free.
Oh. Mm.
So you buy one, and then you give somebody else the second copy.
I don't know that much about.
By the way, if anybody took advantage of that sale, hit me up. If you're looking for somebody else, buy it off of you for $5 if that's the case.
Risk of Rain, that sounds familiar.
Well, they had a first game, and then they had a sequel called Risk of Rain 2.
Yeah, no, it's just drawn a blank on me.
I think Nate played a lot of it, actually.
Yeah, Ray put in the chat room something that was talked about Epic Store well about Data, Chinese company Tencent. I think we talked about that last time. They said they weren't giving away data, but like I said last time, I don't think anyone believes that statement from anyone.
Tencent gives private data to the Chinese government, who abuses it. And I believe their boss said that, you know, their boss said something like that. Like, we don't.
They said, no, we're not, and people just didn't believe him.
Yeah, he said something like Tencent doesn't, we don't have anything, not necessarily we don't have anything to do with them, but we don't answer to them, I think was the situation. He said something to the effect of that. Which is fine, because I'm sure Tencent probably told him to say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Reddit seems to be saying a lot of stuff about security, bad terms for returns or refunds or anything like that, and just the general, I don't want to make another login.
Oh, well, there's a first world problem for you.
Yeah.
You don't want to make another login. You're going to be making logins for the rest of your life.
But the security seems to be what most people are coming back to.
I do like what Disney did with their Movies Anywhere situation, where I did have to create another login, but it merged my libraries from Vudu, Amazon Prime, iTunes. It merged it all into one place. And so I could mostly redeem there if it's a movie that you can do that with. And then I can log on anywhere and all my library's there. That was really nice. I would love something like that on my PC for that, where I can log into one API and I get everything from all of them.
That would be nice.
Hey, we're moving into something there, right? Gotta be. There's gotta be a future in that one. But
did you get the handsome collection? Is that the one that you got?
You know, if you go to your activity, you can see where I did. Have you got the Steam thing open there?
Yeah, I was just looking at the collect. I could get the Handsome Collection, which is normally, what, $54, $55 for like $5. Because I've got so much of it already.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the Handsome Collection that I bought. I can't remember, but it was something, and it was like... But I didn't check the Epic Store to see if they had all that stuff.
Yeah.
But why would I? Because I own so much of it already through Steam
and
that I would
round out your collection, where they don't charge you for everything.
I would have been paying less.
Yeah.
Which, again, this would have been nice to have that whole thing where your game library on one storefront is the same as it is on any other storefront, where they're all connected. Then I could have just bought from anybody, but I think
that would be nice, but that's maybe, asking too much.
That may be the reason that they don't want to do something like that, because then they, you know, how do you beat your competitor on this?
Yeah.
I don't know. I understand the Tencent thing, and I understand the security measure stuff. I don't understand I don't want another login for anything. But, I mean, if that is the case, then, you know, there's a thing. But I just haven't come across it yet. I really, really haven't come across it. I don't have everybody complaining about returns and stuff. I have not done a return through Steam yet at all.
I haven't returned anything.
I barely bought anything through Steam, to be honest with you, for a while.
Yeah. I mean, because there was a while there, like, when the sales would come around, like, oh, hey, I could fill it. But now I have so much in my backlog that, you know, I haven't played. And then also I've gotten so much in my backlog that, you know, like, all the stuff that I really, truly want, I most likely already have.
Man, nothing flips my Switch anymore unless it's 10 or under.
Yeah.
Which is why the Borderlands thing for $11 was like, okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. And it still didn't get me everything. I still don't have the season pass for the pre-sequel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's another $14 if I want to get that. But I don't see myself playing that much of it. So I thought $11 to complete this collection, sure.
Did you do this pre-sequel?
What do you mean, did I do it?
Have you played it?
No. I played it at the events and stuff.
I tried to play it, but I got about maybe a third of the way in, and I just didn't get the same feeling of excitement that I had from 1 and 2.
I had the same problem.
I couldn't relate to any of the characters in there. I mean, they were established already, but I couldn't get behind any of them.
Yeah, I was watching the trailer for 3 and just going,
man,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, 3, I was like, hey, more Borderlands.
I felt better about that than I did pre-sequel, though, because they're all complete, from what I gather, they're all completely brand new. So you can just go from there and see what happens. But
pre-sequel was fast. That turnaround was fast on that, wasn't it?
What do you mean?
When it went from Borderlands 2 to Borderlands pre-sequel, wasn't the time difference there, wasn't that pretty fast?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Because they were showing the pre-sequel at the PAX we were both at.
Yeah. That was a pretty fast turnaround on that. Whereas this one's been 5 years in development. I mean, God, in the amount of time between the last Borderlands game and this Borderlands game, Twitch has become a thing. Streamers have become a thing.
Mm-hmm.
4K has become a thing.
Fortnite's become a thing.
Right, Battle Royale. I mean,
Destiny.
Think about it. It's been 5 years. Yeah. 5 years is a lot to miss when you're doing something.
A lot happens in 5 years. Yeah,
and so they've been working on this since five years now. I remember.
What in the heck is that?
I have no idea.
Whoa, computer just popped. Oh, the looks like the power supply on that computer is about to fall.
Oh, no, that's not the computer.
Oh.
It's the air conditioning unit up above.
AC.
Oh, is that what that was?
I think it just spit out ice.
Oh, something just hit something bounced off the computer.
What? Like something came out. Like
it
spit out teeth. RJ's going to go check for us. Something fell over there. You saw it fall, right?
Yeah, I saw it bounce off the computer there.
That's water coming out this thing all over the place, man.
Okay.
You might want to get somebody to check on that one.
What did it spit out?
Probably was ice, because like I said,
it's gotta be ice.
Yeah. All right. So.
Excitement.
It's gonna get hot in here, by the way.
So take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot. I'm gonna stop singing Nelly.
The musical interlude for Matt. We apologize for.
Yes.
What is it?
Yeah, that's ice.
That's ice.
Ice.
That's chunks of ice flying over there, man.
Ooh, hey, put my water underneath there. I'll get some ice.
We have an ice maker in the room. We're gonna leave that off.
Yeah.
And then we'll turn it back on after it. Maybe
thaws.
Yeah, thaws out, I guess. Interesting. Whew, that was interesting.
Aw, come on, Nate.
It's just, I thought you left your ringer on
or
something.
No, I knew it was that way. I thought it was the computer, like, just about ready to tear itself apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine's been through some stuff, but there's some other computers in here that have been through worse. Yeah. So, let's take a break because we are at that point. And then when we come back, we'll continue our discussion of all this stuff that we were talking about.
And I'll sing some more.
No, he won't.
Okay. No. We're going to go. There's no theme this week for the music or anything, but I did grab music from Borderlands, Borderlands 2, and Pre-Sequel as well, because I don't think I've ever used them. Again, in 5 years' time, they haven't released a game, and now I've only now started going back and like, hey, let's get music, different music each and every week, instead of running on this rotator crap that I was doing. This is from Borderlands. It's called Welcome to Pandora. We'll be back with more in-game chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music from a game called Outward. I don't know if you've heard of this.
I have not.
Uh-oh.
I think it just came out of Early Access or something. I'm not sure. It's a Deep Silver game. It's got a very RPG fantasy type style to it. I have not really looked into it too much. It was on the new releases list on Steam and not the Epic Store. But it is on console as well. I was just curious if anybody had... maybe had played it.
Hmm. March 26th, it said it was initial release.
Yeah.
The Adventure Life Sim.
So yeah, we were kind of just going off on a tangent talking about the Epic Games Store and... Borderlands stuff and that sort of thing, because we did get an announcement of Borderlands 3 being in development, or well, already working on. I think the game's coming out this year. They did say they would announce the release date coming up in April. So, in a few weeks' time, we should know when that game's going to get a release. I'm excited about it only for the fact that I missed, like, we had a blast playing Borderlands 1 on 360, you know, in a co-op as a group. We enjoyed it. I remember us playing it together, right?
Yes, but...
I understand the feeling, because I played with a group as well, playing that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's almost like that Crackdown nostalgia goggles, where we had a blast playing Crackdown, right? But when 3 came out, it was just a big ball of meh.
Nah, Crackdown 2 came out and it was still a big ball of meh.
So
they've never, Crackdown has been trying to chase that Crackdown formula ever since, and they still haven't.
Chasing that dragon, they haven't found
it. They haven't been able to do it. Borderlands, however, Borderlands 2, I hear a lot of good things about, but I was late to the party on that, and by the time I got there, people were already out-leveled. Mm-hmm. Nobody was up for doing another character and like coming back and running stuff with me, and I didn't want to play it alone because of my experience from the original game,
yeah,
where we played it all co-op.
Yeah.
We did not play the game unless we were playing it co-op. That was it. I did not jump into Borderlands solo at all.
No idea.
Unless it was
ways
to pass time waiting for somebody. They said, yeah, I'll be on in a minute. Go ahead and get started, and I'll jump in.
I did.
Because you could. It was drop in, drop out.
Yeah.
No, I could do, it was one of those games where I could do that. I had most fun, of course, playing co-op, but I could actually tolerate playing it solo, going through the story and doing things like that.
I did two solo. Mm-hmm. The whole game.
I didn't do much solo. I would hop in and just like snipe things for a while. But
it was always fun.
All the actual missions and stuff I played co-op.
Yeah, and I had more fun doing it that way, which is
why. Definitely.
Yeah, that's why I sort of was like, eh. So Borderlands 3 just gives me another opportunity to say, okay, let's get up and do this. Plus, I'm doing a lot more loot shooters now than I was at that time.
So you're already in that mindset,
of
so
what?
To speak, loot shooters.
That's exactly what it is, right?
Yeah.
They have like, yeah. I think they advertised over a billion
guns.
A billion guns.
I think the one in Borderlands 1, I picked up a semi-auto rifle, and no matter what rifle I picked up throughout the rest of my time playing that game, it didn't do better than the one I picked up early, like in the first 2 weeks of play.
Yeah, the perks can be really, really creative on what happens.
The damage was like a almost 450, 460. And every weapon I picked up of that class was like not even half of that. I mean, no matter what level, pearlescent to white. I mean, all the levels in between, it never matched the amount of damage that one gun did. And it was green. I loved a second tier level weapon.
I like the rifles that like healed.
That's what it did.
Yeah.
I was sitting hanging in the back.
It's a weird thing.
I put 3 rounds in your back, and you're already at full health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shoot your friends. It's I mean, that's strange.
Yeah, for health. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for health. That too.
Yeah.
King of team killing.
You know, it's nice that they just went ahead and built that mechanic in those of us with aim issues.
I saw that perk, and I was like, oh, I got to get that because I always want to be a medic and go in those types of games anyway.
Keep everybody
healed up.
In Elite Dangerous, my fighter has healing lasers for, like, you know, allies. Mm-hmm. So I'll, like, raise their shields if I, like, you know, target an ally and shoot them.
Yeah, but you have healing lasers. You can also do damage with your healing laser.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, it's friend or foe. So the bad guys, it just, you know, it melts their shields, but the good guys, it raises theirs. So.
Yeah, I kind of was thinking, like, the medic in TF. Two, where it's like you've got the healing gun,
but you can't.
But it only heals.
Yeah,
you know you can't.
No, mine does both. Depends on if you're friendly.
Destiny grenades, you can either have detonator or healing, depending on what you have set up. But you can't.
Which one?
You can't throw out a healing grenade that also does damage to enemies.
Yeah. Which grenade is this?
The Well of Dawn grenades.
So Warlock then?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the Warlock.
Don't play much of the Warlock now, but.
It's all Healy all the time in the Solar subclass.
I put him aside to work on my main, which, I mean, like, go into what we played. I played Destiny 2. I've hit 700. I've hit my cap, my level cap on that. And now I'm just kind of padding the level cap a little bit, trying to get more 700 gear so that I can start infusing into the gear that I really want to infuse.
Yeah.
Working on getting those enhancement cores and all the materials you need to start infusing with. I'm chasing a armor set right now for the Gambit Prime. I need one more level above what I've got. Right now I've got a level 2 Reaper mask, and I need a level 3, which I'll get next week. And then I need some boots to drop. And then I'll have a full set of Reaper gear for Gambit Prime, and I'll be good. But that is that's Destiny 2, and that's all I played. RJ, what about you? Did you pick up the show?
Just did.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for the reminder that Lethal Migraine gave us. I did pick up the show. So I didn't get to play it much, but I did get to install it and set the things that I like.
Did you get the Steelbook version?
No, I didn't get the Steelbook version because I didn't reserve it. Yeah. I didn't reserve it. So
that was a reserve only?
Probably is if you get the special edition. They're not going to have bulk of those. That's what GameStop does. They don't. special editions and limited editions, things like that, they only get the number that you reserve. Mm-hmm. They don't have any extras. They used to have extras all the time, but not now. So I only got the regular edition when I bought that one. Played a little bit of Street Fighter V, you know, every now and then, get a few games of that in. And because I was looking at the images of Samurai Showdown, the remake being done at PAX, I blew the dust off my PS3 and started playing the original Samurai Showdown. Started playing a few rounds of that because I still plan to use Tam Tam as my main. And I got confirmation that he is in game, so I'll be using him day one when this game comes out in June. I played a little bit of Sekiro. I think I put a post on our Facebook page about where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm at Lady Butterfly right now, and she is a hassle right now. But being a From Software game, I expect to get killed many times playing her until I figure out a pattern on how to beat her and go on to the next level. And speaking of Sekiro, I saw this article out of Forbes magazine. And I know not the place for gaming news and things like that, but they do have a tech section, and they talk about video games where it just fits the category. But the article alone got me concerned a little bit. He said, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice needs to respect its players and add an easy mode.
No, it doesn't.
And I'm like, this is... No, if you don't know by now, From Software,
yes,
there is no difficulty setting in their games. It's going to be hard and harder as you play on through the thing.
Yeah, hard is the easy mode.
Yeah, but so it gets me. I mean, there's an allure to the From Software games. It's the challenge of it, getting through there, the having the patience and the time and the skill, building up the necessary skills to get through the entire game. So this the whole thing sounded to me like you don't want to deal with the adversity of it.
Right.
You don't want to, you're coming up with all these excuses or whatever of trying to get through the game. No, you're just going to have to get the persistence to do it. You have to earn everything you get in a From Software game.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shortcuts in here. You're going to have to earn everything you get. So,
and when you do, you feel better for it.
Yeah, it's a sense of accomplishment. I don't want my hand being held. I don't want the things I want to earn. I don't want you giving it to me. I want to go out and earn those things. But other than that, that's pretty much all I've been playing this week.
Sorry, I spent that time looking at Best Buy's website and then trying to find out where the Steelbook was for the show.
Them books.
I know. It's horrible.
No, it's your thing. Have at it.
It is my thing. Sarah, what about you?
I have been playing Destiny 2.
Hey!
So it's been spring break this past week, so I have been putting a lot of time into it.
Yeah. Are you in our clan or no?
Yes.
Okay, good. So we're earning clan points.
You are. Thanks. Got you the Gambit Prime this last week, I think.
I know. I saw that. We just crossed our, whatever, tier three. We crossed tier two, and we're working on our tier three right now.
Yeah. I think there are like three of us on the Xbox One. Well, but we're there.
I know. And we appreciate it. All of us appreciate it as well. I'm doing that as well. I'm doing Iron Banner right now.
Yeah,
I had no desire to do Iron Banner again, but Random wanted to jump in to do the Crucible stuff, and I said, okay, we can do that. Let me go get the bounties. Started picking up the bounties, and now after, let's see, at least five, maybe seven or eight games, I've already finished one of the seven bounties, and I'm halfway through all the others.
Yeah, I finished out three or four of them.
I've got to basically join a game and sneeze, and I'll finish one other one.
But I'm working on the Thorn quest, so that's going to take a while.
I know. I'm waiting for Random to finish, or at least get to the point where you have to do the strike.
Yeah.
Which comes after the Crucible kills with the hand cannon void stuff, which is what takes the longest.
Yeah, and I figured I have to get that gun since I have an actual model of it. It is embarrassing if I don't have it in game.
You have a model of the Thorn?
Yeah, I brought it in once. One of my friends 3D printed it. It's 3D printed. Yes. It's huge.
Yes, you did? That.
Yeah.
Ah, I got to get Mike to build me. I got to get Mike a bunch of schematics because I just want Destiny guns all over
the place.
He's
got one.
Yeah.
Which one did you get?
Thorn.
Thorn as well? Okay.
And was this in the, did Mike build the Iron Banner?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from her.
You said this from the Iron Banner, the things you were doing there? Or special
part of the part of the Thorn quest requires Crucible matches. So.
Okay. Because the only thing I got from the Iron Banner was... The only reason I was doing Iron Banner at all when I was playing Destiny 2 was to get the shaders. There was nothing really of significance in the weapons or the armor or anything. But they had this really nice wolf blood or iron blood shader. It was like a gold, silver, and forest green.
Yeah.
That looked really nice, especially with the forest camo that I had on my...
You're going back to year one, right?
No, this is Destiny 2. the wood floor, okay. The one with the sash and everything. The mm-hmm. the color scheme looked good on that. That was the only reason I ever got into Iron Banner. Everything else, nope. The weapons were no good compared to what I had.
This morning, I actually got rid of every single shader I own. I deleted every single shader. Mm-hmm. I had stuff in my vault and everything else. I deleted all of them.
Well, now that you can get them back from the collections, it makes things so much easier.
I just got rid of every single one of them. I gained like 200 shards.
You don't have a favorite that you want to keep around?
I don't use shaders at all.
Everything I own is in Duskmine. All the guns, all the bonds, everything.
I don't use shaders at all. No.
Okay.
I just don't keep stuff around long enough to care. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, in my case, no. There's some things I'm planning to keep like ever. Like my that scout rifle I have, that Song of Justice, the one that that you get from the new Monarchy.
Yeah,
I'll still keep that.
Which they haven't done that. I don't think they're doing that at all this year.
No,
that's a question.
Faction rallies is just one of those things. Let's go to the phones real quick. Now I know Chris is on hold, and
sorry, Chris,
he's really good at being on hold. He's had the experience of being on hold. I hate to keep him on hold, but we have a very long distance call from Germany. Germany?
Germany.
What's wrong with the calls we got?
I get it. Oh, okay.
At least you get it. Calls we got ring pretty good, don't they? Yeah. Hey, Josh.
Hey there.
Hello.
How are you, man?
Oh, I'm doing fine. It's been a while I called in.
It has been a while. It's been a while since we've heard from you, man. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I got a job that's taking up a lot of time otherwise.
That's what jobs do, man.
Yeah.
That's the nature of jobs.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, it sure is. And otherwise, at the moment, a lot of Sekiro.
Oh, yeah.
You're like the third person I know that has that, and I've been really curious because I want a Tenchu game so bad, and I know this will probably be the closest that I'll get to a Tenchu game.
I don't think so. I think somebody's going to... I mean, franchises get revitalized a lot. And so I think somebody will be like, hey, we're making it... It probably will suck, but... Because a lot of times when they're like, oh, hey, we're going to bring that back. It's been a while. Oh, it's not very good.
Yeah, because from what I gather, Tenchu was like 80% stealth, wasn't it?
Yes.
I mean,
there's... the developer on that?
From Software.
Tenchu?
I believe so.
Yep. Tenchu was from Software?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I believe that was like long... Yeah, a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. I had no idea.
Yeah, but like I was saying, it was mostly stealth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a stealth element in Sekiro.
Yeah.
But it's not as prevalent as it was in Tenchu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can do a lot of things with stealth, but you can't do everything with stealth in the game.
Yeah.
But Tenchu was kind of the same. I mean, boss fights, you couldn't stealth them either.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Sekiro seems Sekiro, very vertical.
Like, yeah, for sure, with the grappling hook.
Yeah.
Yep.
But from what I recall, Sekiro started out as a Tenchu game, and then they thought, hey, let's make something completely new, IP-wise.
Which I'm cool with. I mean, more like the spiritual successor. Mm-hmm. So, but I hear it's also, you know, kind of also in the vein of the difficulty-ness of, you know, the...
Yeah, it's from Software.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
So that's what's gotten me hesitant. That's the only reason why... Because, you know, like, Kevin got it, and he talks about, like, yeah, I'm just dying a lot.
That
I'm
happens.
Like, it happens.
I mean...
But I guess that's how you learn.
Yeah, what did James call it? Squishy? When you start a new character in any game? You're like that? Yeah, I think, like, two good hits when you first start the game, and you're done.
And if you, revive yourself too many times, it starts a plague?
Yeah, the Dragon Rot Plague.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's kind
of
cool.
So a lot of people... So basically, know off the bat that... A lot of people are going to get infected because you're going to be dying a lot in this game. So, yeah, everybody's getting
so
sick.
So it's a toss-up between do I want to resurrect and keep my gold, or do I just want to, like, and risk the run of plague, or just go ahead and lose what I have and not
No, well, the point I'm trying to make is it's not that you don't get to make that decision. You're going to die a lot in this game. So you're going to lose gold, you're going to lose spear points, and people are going to get sick. That's something you're just going to have to... deal with.
Yeah.
You were looking for happiness in a From Software title?
Looking in the wrong direction. Yeah. What do you think of it so far?
Well, I'm a big fan of it. It certainly plays different than the old Dark Souls games. It's a complete different tempo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm nearing the finish of my first playthrough.
Oh, wow.
And I gotta say, the whole Dragon Rot thing isn't as bad as one might think.
Okay.
It's, to go a little bit into spoiler territory, it's basically as long people have Dragon Rot, the NPCs don't progress their individual quest lines. And that's all. They are still there, you can still talk to them and use them as vendors when they are vendors, so it's not as bad as it seems at first. So that's already a bit better. I was having a bad feeling when I was dying all the time.
And yeah.
Well, I got over it pretty quickly because, like I said, I expected to get killed a lot in this thing. So, yeah, I was like, there's no getting around it. Besides, when I talked to Emma in the dilapidated
the temple,
yeah, I mean, it looked like she was going to have something for him anyway. As long as I kept progressing through the game, she was going to get something for him eventually. So that took a little bit of the heat off.
There's an item you can get to heal it, and they're limited per playthrough, but there are, like, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's so good.
Yeah.
The best thing you can basically do is wait until it stacks up on as many NPCs as you currently have, and then use it because it heals them all at once.
Yeah. Kind of, in a way, reminds me of Dishonored, if you know, with the plague or the rats, if you do enough bad thing, then you'll get more of a rat plague, and that's kind of interesting, when you have consequences like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm never playing that game.
I'm not either. Weaponized umbrellas or no, I don't have enough money to replace the number of controllers I would break.
But grappling hooks, too.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things I was thinking about when this game came out was the number of rage videos you'd probably see on YouTube playing through this thing. Because there is something, like you were saying, Josh, you're right, you cannot play Sekiro like you would play Dark Souls. Dark Souls, the playstyle I usually employ in Dark Souls would be get the heaviest shield I can get and be patient going through everything I do. Well, can't do that in this game because with no shield, but you got to have to time your parries perfectly. And I'm garbage at parrying. That's why I got a great shield. That's why I got a great shield, because I can't parry at all with the small shield. But I'm gonna have to learn today, because I can't get to the game otherwise.
Your sword is the one that you keep throughout the whole game. You don't upgrade your sword, but you do upgrade the skill trees other ways. So,
that's one of my few gripes with the game is the whole skill system.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you want really Platinum the game, it takes a long time to get all skill points. Yeah. Like, a lot of grinding.
Yeah, well, I was at a point where, in fact, it was just outside the area where Lady Butterfly is. And I activated the little Buddha statue that was sitting right there. And I found it was a good place to mine for some coin and spirit points. So I spent about an hour going back and forth and resetting over and over and over again, getting those skill points over. So I got like the full column of shinobi skills built up. So I got all that at least, and it opened up another column to get it later. But I did the math on it. It was like, man, I have to get 19 total full bars of spirit energy to get all this stuff together. And that's going to take a little while. So I may as well just go ahead and fight Lady Butterfly and see how well I can do here and get the skill points later.
How well did you do?
Let's see. She's 10-0 against me.
Oh,
so I'm still learning. At least I can recognize her one of her death blows immediately. I can always counter that now. Where it used to be she caught me every time she did it. Now it's at the point where I recognize it immediately and I can counter with the jump kick. So it's like progressively over and over again, just get more attempts in there, and eventually I'll know how to counter everything she does. That's what she's pointing from game.
The game is really good at that, teaching you one boss in specific until it clicks, and then you can defeat them.
Yeah, basically die till you learn it.
So maybe they should have an easy mode in this game.
No. No, never. Never put an easy mode in this game. Or any FromSoftware game.
I came across the, I don't know where this is in the game, but I came across the video where the enemy and the kite flies down and
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Attacks. Have you gotten to that part yet there, Archer?
I think it was a video of him running along the top of a
He's on
temple.
A rooftop, yeah.
He has somebody, a kite? Is he an airbender?
No, some dude in a kite from the blind side, from the left side of the video, just comes in and swoops down and hits him or something like that. Yeah, I remember that.
It's not until they take him out and the guy's moving the camera around that you can see the kite hanging up there. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly where he's hanging out until he sees you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he surprised me quite a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of enemies in this game.
He comes flying with loud scream as well. So mm-hmm. gets louder, and you think when you don't have the camera on him, you're not knowing where he's coming from. You keep wondering, what's the scream? Why is it getting louder?
Mm-hmm.
Then he pulls right into you.
Yeah. Yeah, some enemies there. Some enemies in the game I didn't expect to see, like giant roosters. I didn't expect to see that.
Oh, yeah.
Who warns everybody in the area that you're there.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he sees you,
so it's a guard rooster.
Pretty much, yeah. He lets out this big crow, and everybody gets alerted to where you are.
Nice.
Here's the thing. Okay, so I see where they're talking about easy mode and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. If a game is multi-platform and I want an easy mode, I'll get it on PC, because there's plenty of ways I can mess with whatever I need to mess with.
Yeah. Oh, you got the Forbes article up there?
No, nobody has the Forbes article up there. It's just AC Wraith that posted in the chat room.
Yeah.
And I talk about, like, I'll just get it on PC if I want to tweak it or do whatever. There's been games where I will completely do that. And I can't remember what game I last did it with, and I'm trying to think. I think it was The Witcher 3.
Oh, really?
I used some...
Like a trainer?
I used a trainer or some cheats on that one to expand my inventory so that I wouldn't have to worry about inventory management. Also, eliminate the weight of the inventory management, so I wouldn't worry about that as well.
And in Fallout, I do that. Like, I'll just...
there's a ton of things that I use it on just to make my quality of life easier. Yeah. Maybe not necessarily the game easier, but make my quality of life for it easier. I don't go out, what was it? I think I did attempt it in the second Wolf game. What was the name of that one?
Second Wolf game?
Wolfenstein.
Oh, New Order?
New Order?
No, New Colossus.
New Colossus. Yeah, sorry, yeah. I got really tired of playing it, and I was just like, all right.
I try and forget that game.
Slap on God mode. Let's just run through this thing and finish it off, because I'm tired of it. So I've been in there before to use those. So if I do, and I don't knock anybody for how you play your game. I don't knock RJ for playing the hardest difficulty that he ever can, because he enjoys the way he likes to play that way. Mm-hmm. And there are some people who like to play it the easiest way that they can, and it's perfectly fine. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think game developers should offer either or. I think game developers should just make a game they want to make.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Either you'll play it or you won't. That's, you know.
I don't think it should be a mandate where, hey, you need to put in this. Somebody else, I think Nintendo offered this for one of their games. And I want to say it was one of the Yoshi games. Mainly because the age group who possibly could be playing that...
Is a younger age group?
Way younger age group who didn't want to deal with a lot of stuff and just wanted to play their Yoshi.
Right.
Pulling his little baby Yoshis or whatever it was, his yarn balls, through the level and just have fun with that and not have to worry about the consequences of if they couldn't make a jump or they didn't have it yet to figure out how to do whatever. It's perfectly fine. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with anybody who wants to play it that way either. So, but I don't think it should be a thing where it's like, okay, all our games from now on will have blah, blah, blah. No, don't do this.
But I kind of like it like in Metro or Fallout when they have the hardcore mode as an option.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they want to include that, then, oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I remember where I was reading this. It was in a Resident Evil 2 forum thread.
All
right. Because, difficulty?
Well, no, it wasn't difficulty. It was where you could remove Mr. X from the game completely.
Hmm.
It was a mod on PC.
Oh,
where
oh,
you could okay. remove Mr. X from the game entirely, and people said, "Well, sure, if you just want to play on easy mode," I'm like, "There's no problem with that." So maybe somebody does. You know, there was a lot. They were catching a lot of flack about it. And it's just like, where are you? What? Show me the throne you sit on, where you can mandate that this is the wrong way to play a game.
No, I do like the mod where they changed him to Thomas the Train.
Thomas the Train was very, very funny.
I kick a lot of the Dragon Age games into narrative mode.
Yeah.
Because I'm not playing it to prove how awesome I am. I'm playing it because I want to know the story.
Yeah, I totally agree. Josh, thanks.
Also, One more thing I wanted to throw in.
No, go ahead. Go right ahead.
Mr. X mod, I saw one that changes every enemy into Mr. X.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh, no. No.
Seems like a lot of fun.
No.
Seems like a lot of patience in hiding, actually.
No, you can't hide from him.
No, safe rooms. Safe rooms are your only best bet, then.
Yeah.
Josh, we appreciate you calling all the way. We've got to take a break, but we're gonna grab Chris's call here before we go. But Josh, thanks for calling, man.
Anytime.
All right.
Take care.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
What's going on?
I am so sorry to keep you waiting, man. You waited for a long time, but thank you so very much for waiting.
Yeah, thanks,
Chris. Uh-huh. Well, I finally jumped into God of War.
Oh, okay.
I need to get that.
I've had it for
a long time, and I need to install this and finally jump into it and start playing it. So that's what I've been doing. I think it's actually last Sunday I jumped into it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one game I need to go back to once I finish Spider-Man. So, and by finish Spider-Man, I mean the DLC that I'm working on. I'm halfway finishing the entire thing of DLC. And I doubt I'll jump into the New Game Plus mode, although it's tempting.
This is still $60 now.
What?
Without a war?
God of War? God, no. That's down to at least 30, right?
Hmm.
Chris? Well, no, you don't know.
I got the big collector.
You bought it at release. Yeah, you just
got to play it. I've been sitting on it the whole time.
By the way, we're coming up on a year since that game released.
What?
God of War.
I feel too bad. I haven't even played Uncharted 4 yet, and I've got it sitting in the corner here. But I played through the other remaster on PlayStation 4 of all three, and if I ever get around to it, it'd be a miracle.
Yeah, you're behind, buddy.
I still haven't finished Fallout 4, so.
God of War, $39.99 at PlayStation Store.
About $40.
I still haven't finished Fallout 4 either.
I don't think I ever finished that either. I can't remember, but oh well.
I finished it, yeah. Finished it multiple times, actually, yeah.
But the other cool thing I've recently read and found out, have you heard about that company Analog that makes the other reproduction consoles? Like the Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and Sega.
No.
Production consoles. What do you got there?
Well, recently, what I've read, I can't remember the technology, but basically, the hardware that they're using mimics and copies the actual hardware of the old consoles and mimics that. So there is 100% compatibility for all these old games and cartridges because the game thinks you're playing it on the original Super Nintendo, it can't tell the difference.
Oh.
And they've recently released one for Sega just a few days ago, and they even have the expansion port on the right side where you can plug it up to the Sega Genesis. The Sega Genesis can't tell the difference between it and the original hardware, and it thinks you're playing on the original Sega Genesis model.
Interesting.
Hmm.
That is interesting. I saw where and we'll talk about it a little bit later on, the Sega Mini.
Sega Mini, yeah.
Was announced just today, actually, or at least re-announced, I think.
Yeah.
They went a different route with it. Yeah. Hey, Chris, we are at the top here, but we got to run. I'm so sorry you waited so long for such a short amount of time, but thank you as well.
Hey, I ought to look up that stuff, but the one for Super NES is called, you know, it's the Super NES NT, and the Nintendo one was called the same thing, but... they're like $190 a piece for the Super NES and Sega.
That's a lot. all right, man. Well, thanks so much again, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
All right, we're way behind on our time right now, so we're going to go right into... This is Borderlands 2. The name of the song is The Badass Creator of Badassery, I think is the name of the track.
Badassitude.
Badassitude. There you go. We'll be right back with more in-game chat after this.
Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from a game called Generation Zero. The main menu music for this. I believe the beta music that was used, or the music that was used in the beta for Generation Zero. I don't exactly know what Generation Zero is, but there's a mech on the front of it. What looks like a mech.
Okay.
May not be a mech. Maybe something else. Maybe the... I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Seems like a new game came out late March.
Yeah.
Avalanche Studios. Anybody heard of them?
No. Avalanche? Yeah.
Okay.
They did... Avalanche did Just Cause.
Did they?
Yeah. Okay. I believe so. Avalanche Studios, very familiar.
Let's see. Open world action game where you alone or together with up to three friends play in seamless co-op and wage a guerrilla war against invading machines. So you can take that for what you will.
How much?
I'll see a price in here.
Yeah, Mad Max was another one I thought that they had done. Yeah, they did the Just Cause series, Mad Max as well. Oh, yeah. That's, interesting. An open-world action game set in 1980s Sweden, where hostile machines have invaded the serene, and then it cuts off. The serene countryside. Now you need to fight back. Go it alone or team up with three friends in seamless co-op multiplayer. By utilizing battle-tested guerrilla tactics, you'll be able to lure, cripple, and destroy enemies in intense creative sandbox skirmishes.
What's the name again?
Generation Zero.
I think it's 35 on Steam right now.
Yeah.
It's also on PS4 and Xbox One.
I've rung two bells for Matt. That is mechs and 1980s.
And Sweden.
And I don't know about the Sweden part of it.
I love Scandinavian countries.
And it's $40 on PS4. So okay. It's probably the same price on Xbox One as well. Yeah.
Or PC. It's on PC.
$5 cheaper. Yeah. Seems interesting. I'll keep an eye on this one.
Reviews are saying it's a huge map, but a little bit lean.
A little lean. Mm. All right. Let's go to the phones. We have Link on the phone. Hi, Link.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm just fine, thanks.
We barely hear you there a little bit.
Oh, can you hear me a little bit better now?
Yeah, there we go. Where are you calling from?
Oh, shoot. East Coast. I'm an East Coast head.
All right. So what was on your mind? What did you want to talk about today?
Oh, yeah. Just want to actually add on to what you were talking about. Like, the last week you were talking about, like, old discussion about Epic. Mm-hmm. Epic Store and exclusives and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we opened up the show talking about that today, too.
Ah, okay. I must have missed that part then.
Yeah, we were going over that again today because next week we're going to talk to Rand Miller from Cyan Studios about their new game for PC called Firmament. And I opened the show talking about it. I was hitting up forums just to see what everybody else were talking about the Kickstarter for it. And a lot of people had issues with donating because the question of which storefront on PC will it be available to is unanswered at the moment with just a... When we don't have anything set yet, but when we do, we will let people know which storefront will be available. And there's a bunch of red lights for people saying, you know, I'm not going to, because if they go Epic exclusive, I don't want to give them my money. And so I still have issues with it. I just still have confusion as to why it's a thing for people.
Well, yeah, that's what I was wanting to add on to that. Just for the simple fact, they say it's like, there are people out there saying they don't want multiple launchers on their PC anymore, but there's actually solutions and remedies to that. Like, there's an app called, like, Play Night, in which you can have all your launchers and, like, pretty much just consolidate all your games into one launcher, and you can launch them from there.
Fantastic.
So, really?
Yeah. And so, like, it kind of, like, that argument kind of crumbles right there on the spot right there when you point that out to them.
That's a wonderful thing. And then I think some of the other complaints, Sarah looked up, I guess, a thread on Reddit, and most of the complaints talked about the security issues with Epic, the ownership of Tencent that owns Epic, or that owns maybe the Epic Game Store, whatever the case, the shared business thing that they have going on. Mm-hmm. And then at the very bottom of that list is like, I just don't want to make another login for another thing. So the that last part, I whatever.
throw that out the window. But if there are security reasons, I can understand somebody having an issue with that. There was also, it wasn't just security, it was the refund policy, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've never used the refund stuff for Steam before. I've never even used the refund stuff on PlayStation. I think they have one for PlayStation 2 and Microsoft. But I have never... About the only time I've done a refund situation is either through Amazon or through Best Buy and stuff. Those are the only times... my aunt knows I'm doing a show. I don't know. Maybe I should answer that, actually, if she does know I'm doing a show. Go ahead and talk for a second.
Yeah. So, like, for me, I don't mind. I used to be in the whole camp of not wanting multiple launchers, you know, just because I was so used to Steam for so long. But it got to be the point, like, I'd just rather play a game. If it means going to this launcher to play the game, then that's fine. Because, like, once you start getting, you know, computer and consoles, then, you know, that's another source to have your games that, you know, mm-hmm. only some games will be on the console. Mm-hmm. So that to me is like why I don't mind multiple launchers, because I just want to be able to play something that's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have my mic on. Now I do. Don't mind multiple launchers either. I don't really have a problem. Like, Epic right now doesn't really provide any reason for me to use it at the moment other than some of the free games that they give, which I'm grabbing when they're there.
Yeah, and eventually I'll get around to playing some of the free games. Like, I want to play Subnautica just because I've heard, you know, mm-hmm. a friend talk about
it.
It's fun. Yeah, so, all right, that's on my list, but I'm doing other things.
Like, I'm thinking Dangerous Driving, if I get it on PC, will be the first use I have of Epic Games to actually play a game with.
Well, I see, I did Shadow Company. Back
Shadow Complex?
Shadow Complex. Sorry.
I did that. That was back before Epic Game Store was a thing, though.
Yeah, but it's still its launcher.
Well, yeah, that was like one of their first games they actually released for free.
Yeah, that was super nice.
But you also played it on the Xbox 360, correct?
I did.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. I haven't used it. I have not used it since it became the thing that it is now.
I
won't until Dangerous Driving if I go that route.
I guess maybe it's just a fact of visibility, you know, sort of that out of sight, out of mind, where I have Shadow of War on the Microsoft Store launcher thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never have that up and running, so I forget that I have that game sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, when, you know, I have Steam running in the background, I just, like, pop open my library and like, oh, yeah, hey, here's this game. So, eh.
And that's kind of like the other thing I wanted to touch on, just for the simple fact that visibility, that's the thing you just kind of touched on or whatever, just mm-hmm. like with certain indie developers having these other platforms, they're actually more visible to a larger audience. The simple fact that, like, I forgot what article was, but it says, like, Steam publishes, like, I mean, like, well, they have, like, 1,200 to 1,300 games, like, released a month on, like, their platform, so mm-hmm. it's like these indie developers
who get lost in the shuffle.
Their game, yeah, it just gets thrown into this giant pile. So, you know, at least on these other platforms, they have a little bit more visibility.
Yeah, I believe you have to. Yeah, on Steam, I believe you have to pay for the visibility that you want. And you probably do on any storefront. You've got to pay for your visibility. I know that...
eBay comes to mind.
I mean, not even just eBay, man. Just physical stores. You get shelf placement because of what you pay for.
Yeah.
And so there's that in the actual real world as well. So if you want to be featured on the front page, you've got to pay for that. If you want it to show up on a certain amount of people who skew towards adventure gaming and you're gaming as adventure, then you're paying for it so that it will pop up in their feed, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, there is that as well, and some indies can't afford that, but and I also know the kickback that you get from Epic is pretty good if they do an exclusive with you. You know, I didn't fault Three Fields whenever they took the Epic Games exclusive treatment for their Dangerous Driving game. Epic Games, or not Epic, but Dangerous Driving, Three Fields is, I believe, possibly no more than 13 people on staff making this game, spending a ton of money to make this game, and if they can get some of that back guaranteed by an exclusivity with Epic,
they'd be silly not to.
All the more, you know, fine, go for it. Because I do want them to succeed. And if this helps them do that, then, you know, I'm all for it. I really, really am. Whether it be a Steam exclusive or an Epic Games exclusive, that was the other question I had at the opening of the show, and we really couldn't find a good enough example, but Has there ever been anything that was a Steam exclusive?
A
third party game, not a Valve game. Obviously, those are going to be exclusive to Steam Store. But has there ever been anything that is a that is exclusive to Steam? And if there is, show me when that was announced, and show me some people complaining. Where are the pitchforks for that one? Is basically what I'm looking for. And I'm curious today, like, if there was a Steam exclusive game today, what would people say about it? In fact, you can look at Master Chief Collection.
Well, yeah.
That's not necessarily a Steam exclusive, but the only other option on PC anyway is the Microsoft Store, the games, what is that, Games for Windows or whatever that is?
Yeah, their whatever.
Whatever their storefront is. But given that, it's essentially an exclusive to Steam because nobody wants to use the Windows.
Nobody
wants to use the Games for Windows. Nobody wants to use Microsoft storefront for this.
The only reason why I used it was for Crackdown for a little while, and then.
And when it was announced, when people saw that Steam pop up, they were happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why are you happy about it? Because it's not on the Epic Store? Because it is on Steam only, or basically for PC. Why are you not? Why is that saying? Well, how come it's not on GOG? Halo's an old game.
Yeah.
Why isn't it on good old games? Why isn't it available on more storefronts? Why is Steam the only one that matters?
I think it's also in part for the simple fact that, I'm not going to say it's everyone, but there's a majority of people that out there that, like, Epic can do no good no matter what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just to a point where, it's kind of like they let, they give Steam a free pass on the things they call out Epic for, and, it's one of those kind of things where they can kind of turn a blind eye to.
You know, I'm trying really hard not to get to that conclusion, but the more I discuss that topic and the more I talk to people about that topic, it seems to skew towards that issue. Nate had brought it up in the chat room that he just didn't have any use for the Epic Store right now.
Yeah.
And I'm in the same boat. He says that I don't have any use for them yet. But, when that game shows up that they want to play, they're going to do it.
I have a use for them because they gave me free Subnautica. Steam would give me free Subnautica, I would be like, all right, cool. But, since they give me free games.
Subnautica is not exclusive, though.
No, but to me right now it is, in all intents and purposes.
But I'm waiting. When a game becomes exclusive for sale that you can only buy, not get for free, but that you can only buy through the Epic Games Store, then you can kind of. I understand free.
Yeah.
I totally get it. Games that I've gifted to you were free to you, and they were through the Steam Store. So Steam's where you're going to play them. I understand that because it's something free. But I'm talking about when the decision of where to spend your money is limited to the one place. How bad are you really going to complain about that? And not you. I know you won't.
Yeah.
I'm just curious as to what that is. And again, just throwing out examples. And I agree with you, Link, that I think it's more a fact of some people have an issue with Epic. I don't know where in Epic's history they became an EA-like company.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's like some people do have some valid complaints about the privacy, but there's some other people just have these really, wigged-out conspiracies about the thing. Like, if you log into Epic, China's going to, get codes to our nukes and blow us up. And I'm just like, are you serious?
Well, if you've logged into anything online, that's probably going to happen anyway. that's the show after us. Come on, you know.
Literally.
That. You know that.
Yeah, no.
We do our thing, they do their thing. I understand. I know there is the issue with Tencent.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not going to sit here and claim that anybody is in the wrong for not wanting to use whatever store they don't want to use.
Mm-hmm.
It's your money. It's your fine to wherever you want to spend it, and that is fine. I'm just trying to get a grasp on what your reasoning is.
Okay.
And not to have, if you come out and say, well, I'm just uncomfortable with the fact that Tencent, I can guarantee you I can give you probably a bunch of other gaming companies online or anything else that you've used to spend your money, log in, sign up, whatever, that is also being used in other ways that you probably don't like either.
Mm-hmm.
if I can't find a rebuttal to whatever the reason is, then I feel like, okay, you've got somewhat of a legitimate reason for not using that. But if I can't.
I definitely agree with you on that. Just simple fact, like, I look at this whole new competition with Steam now, with Epic, the same way I look at Intel and AMD and stuff like that. Like, when AMD came out with the Ryzen chip and stuff like
that,
it was pretty much just a giant slap in the face to Intel. So basically, they pretty much were just kind of dazed for a while, just seeing how they just came out of the gate and out of nowhere, just like with this, like...
That's not bad. That's a great little point there. I forgot about the chips, man. That's good.
So it's like one of those things. It's like, it's pretty much like Steam needs the AMD to come along and slap them in the face.
Yeah, shake it up a little.
But at the same... Yeah, I was going to say, at the same time, though... I don't think there was anything that was, well, you've got to have an AMD processor to play this game.
No.
you know, that's really, I'm trying to boil it down to the nuts and bolts of this is exclusive to this store. Why is that a problem to you?
Yeah.
Why does that bother you? Because it's not on, man, I used to be on that, and I've said this before, back when Origin came out. I used to be on that same thing of like, it's only going to be on Origin?
Yeah.
Why is it not going to be on Steam? I used to whine about that too.
Yeah, I think we all did.
And I can't remember why.
I think it was just that
the initial shock of inconvenience probably.
Yeah.
Now you're used to it.
Yeah,
you don't mind having those extra, you and Matt said both, you don't mind having those extra launches on there as long as you can play your game in the end. So.
I know, right? I had to switch it up for you. I didn't want to use Uplay for the longest time until, you know, that was the only way I could play on PC. Some Assassin's Creed games or some other game that I wanted to play, Far Cry or something. I don't remember what it was, but that was it.
So short term, you adapt.
You know, I'll also go wherever the price is lower.
Yes.
And man, if I can get it lower on your store, guess what? I'm going to install your
installer on my
PC. It's a done deal. So
because you're a bargain hunter. I've seen the bargains.
I gave my money to Russian truck drivers so I could get whatever fell off the back of that.
We all have.
Not just Russian.
I love my copy of Titanfall from way back when
mm-hmm.
for $25, the whole thing. You were saying something, Link. I'm sorry, I talked all over you. I do that.
Oh, no, that's fine. It's just I was just saying, like, just adding on to that, just like it almost seems that at some point it's almost like some people want every single other launch to fall in line and look, be a copycat of what Steam is like, too, like down to like the very last detail.
I don't
like,
even think they want a copycat, man. I think they just want it on Steam.
Well, the thing is, well, you know, any other launcher is like, I don't use such and such launcher because it doesn't have achievement. And it's just like, I mean, I get it. Some people are like achievement hunters and that's fine or whatever. But, you know,
that's true.
It's one of those things where people can nitpick like that. But my thing is like with GOG Galaxy.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate it for what it is. And I appreciate it that it's unique to Steam for certain features it has. Kind of like, I don't know if anybody's familiar with it, but like when you get to like updates for your games and stuff like that, GOG Galaxy has a feature in it which you can roll back an update to a game if you think it's breaking your game, and that's something Steam doesn't have, and I appreciate that feature.
Oh, definitely.
Ooh. Steam has. I thought Steam had a rollback on it.
Do they?
Not to my knowledge.
I thought they had something.
I know they have an auto update because it auto updates my stuff all the time.
Well, for the API itself, it has an update. Well, for the API, it has an auto update, or I think you can opt into the beta thing or whatever. But I could have sworn if you right click on one of the games in your library and go to drivers, I thought you could, and not drivers, but one of the menu items, and I thought you could roll back to the last available. I don't think it would let you go back a few others behind that, but I thought you could.
I don't know.
Did you ever use that feature before?
I think maybe once when I was trying to run something, but that was a long time ago, and I haven't had to use
okay,
it at
well,
all.
Okay, well, some may have updated during all that time, because you know, I know every time I go into Steam, the thing has to update, so
yeah.
maybe that feature was taken out. So it's good to know that at least one launcher does allow you to roll back if need be.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, with the good old games, you know, they're used to the older games that, you know, sometimes can be more finicky for modern systems.
Yeah, they're built around an older
system, so they have to be able to, you know, do that.
Hey, Link, we got to take another break here, but thank you so much for calling in, man.
Thanks for
taking my call. Yeah, always, man. Always. Feel free to call in every weekend if you want to, and we will talk to you again. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Take care now.
And we're going to run and take a break here, and then when we come back, we'll finish off the show. We've got plenty of news left. I mean, good Lord, a whole 2 pages worth of things to talk about. And we'll try to get to as many as we can. This comes from Borderlands, the pre-sequel. It's called Into the Void. We'll be back with more in-game chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music here from a game called Crossing Souls. I don't know anything about it, but it's a game called Crossing Souls.
Sounds jovial.
It does, doesn't it?
So I'm trying to think if it's not some... So it can't be horror or suspense or anything. Mm.
Sounds like fantasy, like Zelda-y.
Well, we've got the internet right here.
It's developed by 4Attic and published by Devolver Digital.
Oh.
Is there any plot... aspects on that?
It's set in 1945, where archaeologist Dr. Carter Jones is sent by the U.S. government onto a secret mission to recover the Duat Stone, an artifact of mysterious supernormal power. So it looks like it's
totally off.
He disappears, and in 1986, 5 teenagers discover his body.
Did the Blair Witch get him?
It sounds very Stranger Things-esque, yeah, with an Indiana Jones component.
Yeah.
Currently 75% off on Steam, says AC Wraith.
Oh.
So. All right. We have about 15 minutes to cover a whole bunch of news.
All right. Speed read it.
It's basically going to be that way. Let's go. Sekiro reached 125,000 concurrent players on Steam, the fourth most played game on Steam. So congratulations to them. There is a report from, was it the Wall Street Journal or games writer person, that two new Switch models will be releasing.
I heard about that.
I don't necessarily have any information on this. The first, they say, will have enhanced features targeted at avid video gamers, although it won't be as powerful as the PlayStation 4 Pro or Microsoft's Xbox One X. The second model apparently is a cheaper option for casual gamers that Nintendo sees as a successor to its aging handheld 3DS device.
All right.
Both new versions are expected to be announced at E3 and possibly released a few months later, in time for both Christmas and the release of Pokemon Sword and Shield and Animal Crossing. That's what we know about that. Let's see. Apple introduced the Apple Arcade, which is a subscription service to play a whole bunch of games, but they didn't announce a price. But it will, I don't know how many games will be available in this thing.
Is this more for mobile or is it for Mac?
It's more for mobile, or if you play on the Apple TV box and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
All games on Apple Arcade will be played offline, as well as featured no ads or in-app purchases. Okay. No pricing was announced, but it will be available this fall. The service will launch with more than 100 games, including Overland, Beyond a Steel Sky, Where Cards Fall, Sonic Racing, and a lot more. They got a lot of developers on board with this thing. So that was announced. By the way, that whole Apple thing was a massive bore. So there's that one. What else did we get? PlayStation 4 had a State of Play, which is, you know, their version of a Nintendo
Direct.
Yeah. Microsoft has done the same thing.
I heard it was short.
It was very short. They announced Iron Man VR, which how that's not been done before now, I have no idea. But there's
did you
that.
Have like Jarvis or Friday like talking in
Friday.
Your ear?
Yeah, Friday.
Nice.
You have Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled, which they announced. There's a VR update coming to No Man's Sky. There is Ready Set Heroes, which is an isometric dungeon crawler. Five Nights at Freddy's VR.
Yeah.
Oof. Concrete Genie. It's a PS4 exclusive action adventure game. Days Gone. There was some more stuff revealed on that one. It's being released April 26th, so we're about a month away from Days Gone. And then they had some more about Mortal Kombat 11, which the beta is currently now live.
Oh, that's right. I did.
You jumped in?
I did jump in that.
Oh, I forgot. I played a game this weekend. Mortal Kombat 11.
Yeah.
Forgot I was in the beta. How you like it?
It's good. It's
I mean, it's Mortal Kombat, right?
Yeah, it's Mortal Kombat. It's good. I know what I'm getting in that, too. Plays well. Speed is pretty good to me. Only had, like, six characters, and none of which I plan to main, because I'm going to be using Johnny Cage when he gets it. But from what I got there, it was pretty good. Nice combos, pretty easy to get into, the flow and everything. Just have to get used to the mechanics and everything, and it looks like it's going to be a good one. Really good one.
Awesome.
Really, really, they really did step up the violence, though. That is... That is a definite hallmark of
Mortal Kombat. Do that every single time they release one, right?
Well, yeah, there's a significant step up in this one compared to the other titles.
Mm.
That says something.
Dedalic to now announced a new game called The Lord of the Rings Gollum.
But a side story?
It says, which is notable for the fact that, A, it's all about Gollum, who sucks, and, B, it's another attempt at a Lord of the Rings game without the fabled film license. So,
still watch that.
Yeah. That's all we really know. The game will be out in 2021. There is no screenshot. There is only a title logo. That is it. That's
meh.
All we have on that. Yeah, you say meh, but we don't know. We don't know anything about it. You know? I have no idea. Who's it? Dedalic, I guess, is not. I don't know if they're under Warner Brothers' umbrella or not. Are they going to use the whatever that system was? The villain system thing.
Yeah,
the Nemesis
system. Yeah. What else do we have?
Can you imagine Gollum's Nemesis?
Sony has confirmed that they will no longer provide full game digital download codes to stores.
Mm-hmm. DLC, right?
No.
I thought...
Oh, DLC. Yeah. Oh, that.
Yeah, they're not
going to
do the full game, but like you could get like the DLC, I think.
Sony said it will introduce increased denominations of PSN credit at select shops and DLC add-ons. Virtual currency and season passes will still be available. But yeah, full games digitally, nope, not going to do that in stores anymore. You're going to go to direct. That means you can't buy the digital version off Amazon anymore. You've got to go direct through Sony to get that stuff. Sure. What else do we have? Oh, we got games with gold titles for next month. Which begins Monday. Don't play that video. April 1st through the 30th will be Technomancer on Xbox One and Outcast Second Contact on Xbox One as well. That's April 1st through 30th for Technomancer. Outcast is 16th through May 15th for free. In your backwards compatible but able to play on Xbox One, from the 1st through the 15th, you'll be able to get Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Okay.
The original.
And
also Ghost Recon 2, Ghost Recon, what's it called?
Future War?
Future Warfighter. Advanced. Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2.
Oh, Graw.
Yeah, exactly. Good
bad
stuff there.
One.
Yeah. What else do we have? I think
what about
got,
the PlayStation? Didn't they announce?
We do. We've got some of that as well. Hang on. EA laid off 350 people in marketing and publishing.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
This past week. PlayStation Plus free games for the month of April. You are going to get Conan Exiles and The Surge.
Oh.
This is a lot quicker now that we don't have all the other games that they throw out. we don't have to give out the PS3 games or the PS Vita games.
Yeah. Surge, I remember a friend of mine played that, talking about it.
Yeah.
Like a futuristic Dark Souls-ish title. To get your parts, I think you have to like beat other machines and take their gear off of them, rip them off. So you want that arm bolt, you got to take it off the enemy and attach it to your own.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
But then again, there's a lot of DLC with that, so the free game is going to be the vanilla version.
Then you'll be able to get
probably
the
20 to 30 bucks worth of add-ons to put on there with it to get the complete version.
Seemingly out of nowhere, they announced Wolfenstein Youngblood. Did you see that?
I don't know.
I thought they've been announced.
That was announced?
Yeah, a while back ago.
They've been talking about that. The twins. Yeah.
I had no
idea. Yeah, set in the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah. The daughters of BJ and
Anya. BJ and, yeah.
I didn't know any. Maybe I just blanked. I don't know.
I think this was announced last year.
Yeah, they didn't talk much about it. They just said basically the gist of the story and what it was about. I mean, it still was Wolfenstein, just with different characters.
Yeah, set in the 80s with the twin girls.
Yeah, the twins, yeah.
It still didn't look any
fun. To make me like say, I do not care.
It still didn't look any fun, right?
No.
It felt like the other one, New Colossus. So it was like,
was not fun.
I'm not into this anymore.
I enjoyed the first one a lot.
For me and AC Wraith, Black Knight is getting a sequel. Sword of Rage will be what it's called. And Steve Ritchie is doing the development on that, or built the board on that. That's a pinball table, by the way. An actual physical pinball table.
Black Knight 2?
Well, there's Black Knight 2000, and then this is a new one. This is the third game in the series.
Was that a Martin Lawrence movie?
Sword of Rage. No. Well, I think maybe Black Knight was, but not Black Knight 2000. I don't think.
That's the remake.
Pinball table. What else do we have? Minecraft has removed all mentions of Notch in their games and everywhere.
Probably for the best.
The guy who created it.
Yeah.
They've removed him from the game completely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he sold it.
Yeah.
He sold that off, and so Microsoft, I think, owns it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think so.
It's probably for the best.
Oh, yeah. He's,
Yep.
He's a little
out there.
What's the word?
Eccentric.
He's a little flammable as far as like you don't want him close to your product there, or attached to it for some of the things that he may or may not say.
He did something wrong.
He hasn't done anything wrong that I know of. He just likes to
very interesting and controversial.
He just
opinions.
Likes to throw out some hot takes there and again that you know might not be good for having your name attached to a video game,
especially when kids play.
Yeah, for sales. So. They just decided to cut their ties there. It's perfectly fine.
I'm okay with it.
Let's see. What else do we have? Breath of the Wild co-developer Monolith Software is hiring for another Zelda project.
Ooh, good.
Yeah. Risk of Rain 2. Well, we talked about that. Borderlands 1 is getting a remaster for Xbox One and PS4.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And PC.
I guess, I don't know. Maybe play that again?
If you own the PC version, you get it for free.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
It's one of those?
Uh-huh.
All right, then I will.
Yeah, you're fine.
I like it when they do that.
You might be getting it free with the Xbox One versions, too. If you already own the 360 version, you may be getting an upgrade there, I think. I don't know.
I respect when developers do that.
Yeah.
The Game of the Year edition for Borderlands is coming to PC. That also might be a freebie, I think. Let me look here. That may be one and the same.
What if that's like the big old collection?
They're turning Game of the Year releasing on April. It'll be free to all on Steam. Okay, yeah. That's it's the same thing. It'll include a mini map this time, and the shift codes will work.
Oh,
For the ones from Borderlands 2 and stuff, they'll also be working in Borderlands 1.
I don't remember my shift codes.
I don't remember any of my shift codes.
No.
Let's see. Then Borderlands 3 was announced. Then Outward, which we talked about. If you own Amazon Prime and you own Twitch right now, you can get a full year of Nintendo Online for free.
That's a good deal.
That was a great deal. I've already gotten it. I already went ahead and signed up for it, so I didn't have to pay for Nintendo Online. First, you'll get 3 months free, right?
Mm-hmm.
In another 3 months, you need to go back to your Amazon Prime, Twitch Prime, whatever, and then click for the 9-month extension. And again, it's free. So a full year of Nintendo Online for free. Let's see. Oh, man, there was some good stuff concerning Valve that I wanted to talk about because of their Artifact was just not doing very good. They decided to cancel mere months after its November 28th launch. The Valve-developed card game is floundering. The Artifact team has decided it's time to reshuffle the deck. Valve admitted to being blindsided by the game's sloppy slide into the tar pits of irrelevance.
Ooh. Wow.
Obviously, things didn't turn out how we hoped, wrote the programmer. Artifact represents the largest discrepancy between our expectations for how one of our games would be received and the actual outcome. It has become clear that there are deep-rooted issues with the game that our original update strategy of releasing new features and cards would be insufficient to address them. Artifact team plans to perform an excavation on its most... this will involve closely examining game design, the economy. Yeah, man. I could have told you that when you announced the game and everybody was like, you know, they saw Artifact and then they saw card game underneath it. Mm-hmm. And the amount of...
That's funny. The expectations and the reality.
You heard the room. Yeah. You heard the room.
Just like
collectively.
Yeah, like groaned.
Yeah, but didn't we talk about how we didn't... Card games just ain't
what they.
It's a dead genre right now.
I hope so.
Yeah, no one wants that.
No.
So,
with maybe, the exception of what I think, maybe mobile, Hearthstone maybe? Is still doing well. Is that even a card game or what is that?
I think
card
it is.
Based card. What's the genre? Card based strategy game.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're trying to put one out. I keep seeing ads for like the one for. Magic or something like this. Magic something, I don't know.
Magic Arena is doing a new thing.
Okay, something like that.
The man responsible for the 2017 swatting incident
got
sentenced to 20 years in jail.
Okay.
Yeah, from like jail, he's like saying, you know, threatening people with swatting.
What else do we have? The grandmother who plays Skyrim will be an NPC in the Elder Scrolls 6.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Go, Granny. They are shutting down the service to Drive Club. That will be in 2020. It's already delisted from PlayStation Network. But yeah, the games and all their DLC are being pulled from the PSN store later this year on August 31st, 2019, and the servers will shut down.
Does anyone play that still?
Obviously not if they're going to shut down servers. There's no reason to keep it going. Valve is introducing a VR headset coming in May. We'll know more details. It's called Index. We have very little to go on, but it'll be Valve's own VR headset. And then finally, we talked about Sega will release their Genesis Mini on September the 19th. It'll include 40 games, and it'll cost, I think, $80.
Jeez.
They've announced Altered Beast, Castlevania Bloodlines, Comic Zone, Mean Bean Machine, Echo the Dolphin, Gunstar Heroes, Shining Force, Sonic, Space Harrier 2, Toe Jam and Earl. That's just a selection. They haven't gotten any more.
The thing about the thing is, $80, right, for the little console, and some of those titles have still got on cartridge, and the rest don't remember the Sega Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection.
Yeah,
on the PS4, a lot of those games are already on that disc. So,
and I mean, I think about the PlayStation 1, the PS1 Mini, whatever that was like what $90 when it first came out, $100.
Yeah, now it wasn't implemented well though, was it?
No, it wasn't. I mean, it was.
It's probably the reason why the price dropped.
I think now it's like $30.
Yeah,
at Target or something like that. So
the first time we talked about that thing was like about AT Games.
And they went back to the drawing board and fixed that
because AT Games was like no, don't go with them.
The outcry on that was too big, and so they redid it. That is going to wrap it up for us. I want to quickly mention that next week we will have Rand Miller on the show for an interview. If you've got questions or anything like that, shoot us an email. If you've got any questions about Firmament that you want to ask. Send me an email, everyone, at ingamechat.net. Just shoot that email. Nate, if you have any questions, you know how to find me and get with me if you want to do that. If you want to be on the show, fine. Come by, and that's fine. Be on the show, and we'll talk to him. Rand Miller on next week's episode of In Game Chat to talk about Firmament. That's going to do it for us. I leave you here with music from Risk of Rain 2. It's the title theme for it. Thank you, everybody. Subscribe to us on YouTube and Twitch while you're watching us. Have a great weekend, and we will see you next Saturday.